This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. The UMBC GSS, or Graduate Student Society, election is upon us this 2026. And joining us in the studio today is Bruce Dinesh, who is the Grants Administration Assistant over at the UMBC GSS. Bruce, thanks for joining us in the studio. Tell us just a little bit about you. What are you involved in here at the university? What's your area of study as a graduate student?
Thanks, Ian. Actually, I've been here for 7 years now, since 2018. It's 8 years, wow. And I did my undergrad here in health sciences. I was actually part of the NUGS board team as well. And then I started my occupational therapy program, the UBC program. So technically, I'm a UBC student, and it's my last year.
Fantastic. Bruce, it's been a long year. 2025 had its challenges, but we've moved into 2026 and another election is upon us. You yourself have history with being on the council of the GSS. And what is topical this year for the candidates running in the election? What has arisen as a priority?
Thanks for having me, Ian. I also want to thank the MCGSS team for allowing me to be here. None of them could make it today. As you know, we're all students, so schedules are crazy in the March, and we are at the end of it. So good luck to everyone with the exams. I think at Over the Edge, and I'm also part of the Over the Edge board team, and there was a interview that every board member had a chance to just 1 minute pitch to the students. And when I was looking at, actually was the one that put the candidates portfolios together to like make a post. And I think pretty much all of the students, all of the candidates are, they're really keeping an eye on making more inclusive events and also bringing more transparency to the society. And yeah, I mean, everyone just have the passion to help out students. I think that's just a wrap, like, if I want to wrap everything up, it's just all about helping each other. And I think all of them are very passionate candidates. So I wish them all a good luck. As of today, it's 9 a.m. It's started. So students can look up their emails and there will be a link and they can vote their candidates.
The voting period began today, Wednesday, March 25th, and it's running until Friday, the 27th. March 30th, the results will be announced. The winners will be out there.
March 30th, yes.
What's looking different this year at the Graduate Student Society? Compared to last year, moving into this year, your perspective as a staff member, mm-hmm. what challenges lay on the road ahead and perhaps maybe a couple things to look forward to?
Absolutely. First change that happened was from my time as a board member, we were 10 board members on the board, right? And then we changed it to 6 and we brought up administration staff. And I think that was a very important change that we made because, as I said, they're all students, right? And when you're a board member, you're kind of volunteering your time. You're getting minimum wage and obviously, you got to focus on your studies. So what was used to keep happening was there were so many things that was like on the MBCGSS to-do list. And we are not just like board members like NUCs. We are working board members. So when not everyone is volunteering their time, it's just there's so much pressure on like just a couple of people. So, and that's why we made that change happen. And I think it was a very good change of dynamic of the team, because then when you're in administration, you are getting paid. And we as board members can just say like, hey, can you make this done? Yeah, we can just ask for it and they will make it happen. Of course, that came because our executive director was part-time. And now I know that's been a debate even between like board members and members of the, you know, of our community. They're like, why? Why executive director should be part-time? And I'm happy to answer that because I was one of the ones that actually voted for it and convinced the board that this can happen.
Right now, the UMBC GSS has 2 staff members. Is that right? Yourself
there
and
is,
Rosanna?
No, there's executive director Rosanna, and then it's 3 of us, actually. Okay. It's me. There's actually 4. It's me, Naveed, Ayad, and Ramin. So we are the admins. We are just getting graduate students that is working with Rosanna, and we work closely with the board.
And the board sends their directive down to the staff members.
Yeah.
Help us get this done, and you go and get her done.
Exactly, Ian. And because, again, like 20 hours of executive director, and it's, again, 30 hours distributed between us, and we cover it from 9 to 4. Because, again, responding to emails and stuff is nothing too crazy. And do we really want to pay that rate for ED for these simple things? And, again, as I said, I really appreciate, as a student who with like opportunities to learn and also earn some money while I'm studying. So, yeah.
Earlier you mentioned, you know, on campus employment opportunities are really important opportunities, especially for international students. Not everybody is aware why though.
I'm actually started as an international student. I'm not an international student now, but again, as I mentioned, a majority of our community are international student, and there's a working hours cap of 25 hours off campus. So,
and this is, I believe, federally mandated across the country.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just, it puts barriers, because when you want to get outside to get hired, they're like, the first thing that comes to their mind is you having no limit to, in terms of like hours of work. So you would probably have less chance of getting hired. But at university, I always appreciated that. I do see it. Like, I think UNBC has a special eye on their UNBC community with their students or alumni hiring them. So I really appreciate that supportive environment.
To create a full, well-rounded employment portfolio, on-campus employment opportunities are really important. It's nice if you can get the on-campus ones.
Yes, for and sure. I'm telling you, as someone that has applied for grants and stuff, I can see that a majority of them, they only hire candidates that are permanent residents or citizens. So it's just a disadvantage for international students, and I think it's fair to do kind of help them out if they need it.
Great opportunities being provided there by the GSS. If a nonprofit society within the walls of UMBC wants to have that consistency over a long period of time, it certainly helps to have a staff member around to ensure the longevity and just be a touch point for institutional knowledge. It goes a long way. But that's one of the significant changes in the GSS over the last several years.
Exactly.
Is the introduction of these staff positions.
And I'm telling you, Ian, like it's not easy. I know, like personally, I've seen how pressured Rosanna is, and you know, it's a lot of work. And imagine, like we're also orienting staff, like. Because of Rosanna that is part-time, it's actually one of the pros, is that students like me, there's three of us on the admin team, so we as students could learn. But obviously that came with a price. That meant that Rosanna had to orient us, put some time, 24/7 be like checking on us, making sure everything is going through. But that also meant, again, employment on campus. And we know how important that is for the NBC GSS community, because usually like a great major of students who are active on campus are international students. But again, like, and as I said, every structure has its pros and cons. And a con of that was, I guess, I think it was like burnout of a very important role, and that's executive director. And it's no secret to anyone right now, but like, honestly, our ED is looking into like probably resigning. And because she's just like, you know, people don't see how much work I'm putting in. People just think like, oh yeah, I'm probably like, I'm working somewhere else. So yeah, like she is maybe there's more that can be done. And as I said, like she also agrees that, of course, there can be a role that ED also can be full-time, but that also means that we will no longer have an administration role. And I also have to say, and there's no secret that there was a lawsuit happening, right? We had previous staff members that were part of the ED, and even though they were full-time, we can debate that. Not as much as think that could that happened during that time. So, yeah,
there was a previous UMBC GSS staff member that issued a human rights complaint. They went through the processes, and at least as of now, that complaint has been dismissed by the BC Human Rights Tribunal. That proceeding being one of many things that the GSS has to deal with in a year.
Exactly.
There's duties, complaints that have to be dealt with, governance, and so on. All these things add up, but there are a couple staff members that help to address these things along the way. And obviously the elected directors, they direct what happens, who gets hired, and ultimately how things are carried out.
Yeah.
So it's been a year, 2025-26, for the GSS. Looking ahead, are there particular things the GSS is really hoping to achieve or establish over the next year, either as far as society longevity or just specific goals for graduate students?
Mm-hmm. I think obviously it's a team's perspective that has to come to place. I would probably say that I'm probably a little thinking more from a staff perspective because I've been more in touch with them. Maybe the board members have other ideas as well. But I think, as you mentioned, like sustainability of the society and policies, I think there's so many gaps that can be thought about, because when those gaps are filled, then society is not going to be in danger of like being taken advantage of. For this year, for the future board that are coming in, we have actually reached out directly to the UMBC EDI and asked that if they can give us some more orientation to how we can treat each other as a team member and as colleagues. So again, it is a matter that we do take it seriously, and we do not want it to happen, because again, it's all student money. We students are, every dollar really matters to us, right? We don't earn our money easy, and we are all financially stressed. So yeah, no, there's definitely some stuff that are happening, and instead of just a one full day of orientation, it could be a couple of days of orientation.
It sounds like through these challenges, the society was also able to recognize some of the resources it has around it within the UNBC administration, and able to provide some of these EDI initiatives or training and so on.
Yeah.
Basically, the society is able to look at the university now and see what resources it can leverage throughout the community.
Exactly.
And apply them to their own practices at the society.
100%. And I think it's very needed, because I remember when I stepped in, again, we're all students, Ian, right? We're not experts, and we actually appreciate those trainings. It's just, we might not know the resources, and that's why I appreciate UNBC departments to step in as experts in any matter. And I think one area of growth could be also the financial perspective of it. I think there's a lot of things that are getting done manually, and I think there's so many softwares out there right now that they can, again, take some pressure off from the staff team members. That's, yeah, a couple of things that comes to my mind.
Optimizing the nonprofit's operation through various software, things like that.
Exactly.
This is top of mind for a lot of nonprofits, including the GSS. Good
100%.
To know.
And that's exactly why we worked on a MyTax project that we are,
Do you want to explain what MyTax is?
Absolutely. So MyTax is it's a global research institute that will fund different companies, nonprofits, many different institutions, and they will make it to a study project. They will hire a student. They will fund half of it. The other half obviously will come from a university entity, I guess, and that project will have a goal. So in our case, we are getting $5,000 from MyTax, and NBC GSS is putting $5,000, and we are giving it to the university, and we will have a professor, a faculty member, which in this case is Dr. Terry Jiang. And Terry is going to help a student, a computer science student, to optimize our operations with AI. And it's an interesting thing, because even C4 can do it, any student union can do it. And I think we're actually one of the first student unions that has ever partnered with MyTax. So we're very proud of that.
And that acronym is MITACS, MyTax.
Yes.
The acronym breaks down to Mathematics of Information Technology and Complex Systems. It's a national not-for-profit organization that fosters growth and innovation in Canada by linking academia with industry and community partners.
As a grants administrator for the organization, are there any grants you're working on now or have worked on that are currently being considered potentially coming down the pipe that future graduate student society officials are going to have to oversee or implement, or anything else to look forward to in there potentially?
Absolutely. So we had lots of like food bank funds, one of them were from Food Banks BC, PHABC. So PHABC is Public Health Association of BC and BC United Way. And another MyTax project was also about to kick off with the business faculty of UNBC. And it was about optimizing the financial and accounting operations of the society. It's still a work in progress, and I think it's not going to happen in my time, but I'm passing it to the next person. So I'm hoping that happens.
So the email has been sent out. People vote for their preferred candidate through email at the GSS. That period closes Friday, March 27th, with the results announced on the 30th. Electoral information, platforms, information like that. Where can people find out more information on the candidates they're voting for?
So a full bio of the candidates has been sent to their email addresses. And I also encourage people to join the WhatsApp community chat of NBCGSS. The link is in our page's bio.
Is there anything I didn't ask you about in terms of the election you perhaps wish I had asked about?
I really want to encourage students to put their names in for things like, again, as board members of NUGS, NBCGSS, C4, Over the Edge, PG Perk. We are coming to university paying extra fees more than just like going to a college because of these experiences. Like, the biggest mistake you can make as a student is just to study and do not do anything else. No, go out there, because I'm telling you, the most amount of things I've learned is through these experiences and not through my textbooks, and especially after AI. And I was, again, I've been here for a while, and before AI and after AI, oh my gosh. Yeah, I can tell that these experiences were very, very meaningful, and that's what shaped me into who I am today. So I truly encourage you to go out there, especially if you're an international student, go and take advantage of all these amazing opportunities.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Bruce. I appreciate it. We're speaking to Bruce Dinesh, who's the UMBC GSS Grants Administration Assistant. That voting period, again, is Wednesday, March 25th to Friday, March 27th. Results to be announced March 30th. If you are a graduate student on UMBC campus, you will have an email in your inbox, which will allow you to look at all the nominees, their platforms, and also to vote. Click the link, vote directly. Uh-huh. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.